And we're back on the first edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner for this 2022 football season. Coach's Corner is brought to you by Chapman Overhead Door, Nohava Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, True Health Chiropractic, Sitzman Construction, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Get Branded 360, and Ameriprise Financial with Mike and Ross Rulin. On the line with us is the head coach of Galen Catholic Football, Coach Jeremy Schindler. After a postseason run last year, the Jays got back to the playoffs for the first time in a few years, and now they're looking to make it back-to-back, coming off a 5-4 season. They got done scrimmaging Cherokee last night, all these kind of fun things. First of all, Coach, just tell me about the first couple weeks of practices. What stood out to you? What have you seen out of your team so far?
Yeah, you know, I've seen a biggest thing is I've seen a lot of enthusiasm. I think the guys have come ready to work. We have great energy in practice. Especially this past week, we definitely picked up the physicality, being in full pads. And I think they're picking things up offensively. We probably have as much of the playbook in already as we did last year midway through the season, you know, which is going to happen when you have a lot of guys who are returning. Defensively, we're getting there. It's going to take a little more time, but, you know, they're picking the new stuff that we're doing. They're picking that up pretty quickly. So very hopeful that defense will come along really well here in the next week.
You talk about, you know, the offense that you have back and how they're learning the playbook so well. How big is returning a guy like a Connor Kraft or a Keaton Bonderson, all these huge contributors to really, like you said, picking up like you were midway through last year?
Yeah, I mean Connor's the big one. When you get that quarterback back, especially in our offense, it's kind of like the point guard on a basketball team. You know, we want him to make the right decision and get the ball into the playmaker's hands, and you know, every once in a while he himself has to make a play. So having him back there after, you know, him and I gained trust in each other last year, you know, early on in the season. Yeah, he had played the year before, but there was still that hesitancy, especially on my part, to really open things up. And I think he definitely earned my trust. And I think he knows what I want from him in the long run. So I think that's a huge part of it. That relationship has grown, and we understand each other better now. And, you know, now you just got to go out there and let it rip. And I think we're both doing that. I'm doing that as a play caller, and he's doing that as a quarterback. So that's really good. And then, you know, your skill guys, when you have Keaton Bonderson, Aiden Spangler, you have linemen like Will Harpinaugh, Evan Stieg, you know, guys like that returning, just makes things really flow pretty easily. And everybody else just kind of jumps on and, hey, here's a moving vehicle, you guys got to jump on because we're going, and the guys have done a really good job of that.
And absolutely, it's you know, I got to stop by one of your practices, and man, you mentioned playmakers, and it seems like you have no shortage of playmakers when you talk about Aiden Spangler, Keaton Bonderson, and the list could go on and on, Coach. I mean, when you have those many playmakers and that many options to go to, how versatile does it make your offense, and how? How can you really, you know, how do you just not keep a defense off balance, I mean, with the amount of guys you could get the ball to?
You know, my philosophy on calling plays is I'm going to take what the defense has given us. So if you're going to stack the box and force us to throw the football, which I think last year we proved we're capable of doing, mm-hmm. You know, we have receivers out there. We mentioned Keaton Bonderson. We got a senior who came out for the first time since his eighth grade year, Keaton Logan, and he stepped in and has been a very welcome surprise. We got a junior, Landon Ryder. We got a tight end, Ryan Augustine. I mean, like you said, the list can go on and on. If you're going to stay soft and play coverage and you're going to double team Keaton Bonderson and put two guys out on him and there's a light box, well, then we're going to hand the ball off to Aiden. We're going to let Connor run the ball. We got two sophomore backs who are really talented, you know, and so Cale Pearson and Cole McCarty, I mean, we have a stable of ball carriers that we trust in. So I think the biggest thing is we just have to make sure we understand what is the defense trying to do, and then how can we best capitalize on their weaknesses?
And you got an opportunity probably to see some of that last night, scrimmaging a Cherokee squad, of course, coached by Tony Gunter. And what were you able to see from that scrimmage? What kind of things were you able to learn about your team with that scrimmage?
Yeah, you know, Cherokee's a young team. They don't have they got like 18 freshmen. They only have like four or five seniors. They lost a lot of good skill players last year and a few good linemen too. So you know, it was good to go up against someone else. You know, a live look, and you know, there's definitely things that, like we said, our boys left feeling pretty good. But you know, after watching the film last night, it's definitely never as good as it seems, and it's never as bad as it seems on film. And so there's definitely a lot of stuff that we can correct, and we're gonna talk about that this morning at film session. But there's also a lot of positives too. You know, we made plays, and it wasn't just the guys from last year. You know, it wasn't just Aiden Spangler. He had some nice runs. He ran the ball well last night. Keaton made a couple nice plays, but we got the ball to other people, and I think that's the step as an offense that we have to take this year. Every team we play is going to come up with some gimmicky defense to try and slow down Bomberson, because they know he's got speed and he's got great hands, and they're going to throw two, sometimes even three guys at him. What we have to be able to do this year is, all right, you're going to take him away? Fine, we got three other guys who can beat you. And once that starts to happen, then you can't take away Keaton. And then all of a sudden, then the ball just gets spread around to everybody and good things happen.
We're chatting with Jeremy Schindler, head coach of Galen Catholic football, previewing the Jays season this year. And looks like from the things that you've talked about and the things that I saw in practice, I mean, man, you guys are going to have, no shortage of playmakers. I mean, I'll ask this lightly, without giving away, you know, play calls and state secrets and stuff like that, what is it going to take from you guys to try and make sure that, you know, you guys get everybody the ball and take advantage of that quickness you're going to have with all those guys?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for success for us offensively is going to come down to our offensive line. It's always that way. And, you know, you can have the best quarterbacks, the best receivers, running backs. If you don't have, you know, those five guys up front, you know, and then if you include your tight ends when you're in tight in the I formation or in ace, you know, you got to have those five to seven guys who are really going to move people off the ball or protect your quarterback when you're trying to throw it. And I was fairly pleased with how our offensive line played last night. There was times when we opened up gaping holes, but there was also some stuff where we took the wrong path on our zone step, or we didn't fire off the ball low and hard. I thought we played with a little too high a half last night. Just didn't quite play low enough, and that's something that is going to definitely be an emphasis next week in practice that we have to correct. And that's always the case, you know. You got to train the kids to play in that low athletic position. And, you know, so that usually gets better as the season goes on. But we want to hit the ground running. So we want to make a massive improvement from the scrimmage to week one with that.
Well, and 100%. And you mentioned with your film session coming up this morning, I mean, is it one of those cases, this group of offensive linemen, let's say, is it one of those cases where you'll run a play, you show it to them and say, oh, look, here's what you did wrong to leave this big hole open up. Is it something that they're going to be able to, you know, kind of respond to really quickly, and you can see, you know, something immediately change? They can really wrap their head around what you're trying to coach there?
Yeah, that's the hope. You know, especially with those guys like Evan Stieg and Will Harpnaugh, who, you know, was our starting left guard and left tackle last year. Those guys will be able to definitely pick it up. You know, some of the other guys who are fighting for those other spots, you know, that's going to be the key. That might be the separator. Who picks up the corrections the quickest? Because we definitely have some guys still battling for spots. You know, we got a good view of stuff last night, and again, we'll take a look at it on the film today. But you definitely want those guys to pick things up quickly. And but you don't want him to get bogged down and start thinking too much. You know, we have a couple, especially on our offensive line. It always seems like it's our offensive linemen, and they're great kids, but they're deep thinkers. You know, and sometimes as an offensive lineman, we got to train them. Don't think so much. Just react. Do the technique and react to what the defensive player does. Because what the defensive player does will kind of determine how we block a certain play. And so being able to adjust on the fly and just hit it hard and go, that's going to be really key for our linemen. And the guys who do that the best are probably going to be the guys that really help us out.
Jeremy Schindler's joining us, head coach of Galen Catholic football. Yeah, and a lot of positives with your offense. I think I could talk about what you guys have offensively just kind of this entire show, but I definitely want to talk about your defense as well, because that was a good unit at times, and it had its moments too as well of not living up to expectations. What kind of things have you seen maybe in that scrimmage? What did you see out of your defense that kind of highlighted maybe some strengths of that unit this year?
Well, I think what the guys are really buying into is Coach Allen Zone wants us to be a more aggressive defense this year. So we might take a few more chances in certain areas. We still want to play fundamentally sound, but we're going to try and be a little bit more aggressive. And whether that's getting after the quarterback or, you know, making plays in the secondary, I was very impressed with our effort on defense last night in terms of getting guys to the football, gang tackling. I think that was probably what I enjoyed the most when watching our defenses, that they were flying around and they were making plays. And it was multiple guys. It was defensive linemen. And that was something that last year we didn't see a lot. We didn't have we moved Aiden Spangler into the defensive line after about two or three games, and he made some plays. And Ryan Livermore, as a defensive end, he made some plays. But our other defensive linemen didn't make a ton of tackles. They did their job. They held up the linemen. They ate up blocks. But we want our defensive linemen this year to be aggressive, to go get ball carries, to go get the quarterback. And I saw that last night. Aiden Spangler, Gabe Wilchin, Will Harpinoff, Evan Stieg, some younger guys too. Carter Kellen came in there and made a couple nice plays. So I saw it. Our aggressiveness on the defensive line and our linebackers, I think probably one of our greatest strengths as a team is we're fast. Coach Allen Zone's been doing this a lot longer than I have, and he says he's never had a team here at Galen that's this fast, team-wide. You know, yeah, we have. Everybody knows you got the Bonderson kid out wide. He's fast. Everybody knows the Spangler kid's pretty fast for a big back. Mm-hmm. Well, we got speed all over the place. You know, Ryan Augustine's fast. Our defensive ends are fast. Our, Will Harpinoff playing in the D tackle, I mean, he's fast too. You know, Evan Stieg, for being, our biggest guy, his first two or three steps are pretty quick for a big guy. So I think being aggressive and using that speed is going to be huge for us on defense this year.
What is that? When you have so much speed defensively and a team as quick as you guys are, what does that aggressiveness look like? And what is it that you want to see out of a quick bunch of linebackers or defensive ends to really give your defense the best chance to be successful?
Yeah, this is something that Coach Ellenzone's kind of been preaching on. Speed is great, and being able to get to the quarterback is great, and being able to get to the ball carrier is great. You know, if you're a linebacker and you're called on a blitz, you got to understand what is the offense trying to do. And if we send you outside on the C gap and the ball goes away from you, there's no reason for you to continue on that blitz. Cut your blitz off, and you're kind of looking backside for the cutback. Are you going to go make the play all the way on the other side of the field? No, but there's no real reason for you to continue out where they don't have to block you then. So cut your blitz off and make sure that you're protecting that backside for cutback, and also recognizing, is there a bootleg? Is there a reverse coming my way? So you want to use that speed, but when the play goes away from you, you still have to be able to think and diagnose and then understand, what's my responsibility? Is it cutback? Is it boot? Is it reverse? You know, and then be able to take care of that.
And man, with the guys you return back, I mean, they're football savvy guys in their own right. I mean, that's got to be the best part, is the speed and the knowledge they bring, so that they can make that read quickly to see, oh yeah, play's going away from me. I gotta bail on the blitz.
Yeah, I think there's two guys who I've noticed have taken a really big jump in terms of their football IQ and just understanding and thinking the game from a defensive standpoint. And they kind of play in the inside linebacker positions for us, and that's Brandon Gengler and Ryan Augustine. You know, Brandon was kind of a guy, he was kind of our backup linebacker for every position last year. So he got a lot of reps, a lot of valuable game reps. And, you know, Ryan kind of started as an outside linebacker for us. Well, we've moved them both inside, and they are miles ahead of where they were last year. And just this kind of freedom to be a little bit more aggressive. But you can see it, they're understanding, all right, plays away from me, I have to do my responsibility, watch the cutback. Plays towards me, I'm downhill, I'm going to make a play. So I've really enjoyed watching those two and how they've matured in you know, one season, and they're able to diagnose things quickly and make plays.
Chatting with Jeremy Schindler, head coach of Galen Catholic football. I guess the last part of your defense that I want to kind of highlight is your secondary. I mean, you'll be going up against some good quarterbacks in your district and good passing offenses. How special will that speed be in being able to take away the pass in games this year?
Well, you know, we have the great eraser in the back end, and that's Keaton Anderson. And you know, when you play a single high safety, he's got to. Coach Elizondo always says a great safety can cover numbers to numbers, and you know, he says it kind of challenged Keaton. He's like, I want you to try and cover sideline to sideline. Well, I just remember the last regular season game of the year, Alta throws a pass into the corner of the end zone, and it's on the sideline. And Keaton, you know, picked it off. And it was a great play. He got from the middle of the field all the way over to the sideline, made a great play on it, on the ball. You know, and that's the type of thing that he does. He's gotten better at, you know, reading run pass. Because great speed is one thing. But being able to understand what is the offense trying to do? And the faster you can realize that, the faster you can get to the spot. Then you can utilize that speed. You know, we got some other guys Kale Pearson had some time last year for us at corner. Landon Ryder played a little bit of corner for us. Keaton Logan, you know, kind of the new guy, he stepped in. He's a really physical corner. He doesn't quite have the burst. No one has the burst that Keaton Bonderson does, but he makes up for that. He's not slow by any means. He's a very quick football player, but he's really physical. That's what I've noticed and really enjoyed, is that he really gets after receivers and is able to run with them. And so, yeah, we want our secondary to be ball hawks. We want them to go make plays and get after people. When we put you in third and long, when the ball's in the air, it's ours. We want to go get it. And that's something that Coach Elizondo takes great pride in, coaching our defense. And so we want to make sure we can stop the run and, you know, don't give up those third and longs or fourth and longs.
Last thing for you, Coach, and then we'll make sure you get valuable film time with your guys. This week in practice is going to be crucial to just kind of finish up the things you think you want to get done. What do you need to see out of your guys here in this week of practice, whether it's you're still trying to fix something, whether you're trying to maybe implement something new, whatever it may be, what do you want to see out of them to give you the most confidence in them heading into week one?
Yeah, I think offensive line-wise, we need to continue to play lower, play physical. We're going to go up against a group next Friday in Unity Christian that we think, as a coaching staff, we've already been watching some film on them, but I think they're going to be really talented this year. So it's going to be a challenge. They return a quarterback who, as a freshman, threw for over 1,000 yards. We didn't see him in the first game. They made that switch after our game with them. So that we got to be able to control the ball and run the ball next week, and then obviously make plays in the passing game. So offensive line physicality is really important. And then defensively, just continue to build on what we did on Friday night, last night, and just continue to fly the football. I think one area that we do need a little work on defensively, I thought we gang tackled pretty well. Open field tackling. Unity is going to force us to tackle in the open field. They will spread you out. They will run jet sweeps. They will throw to the flat. They're going to force you to make tackles against their best athletes in one-on-one situations. And so I think that's going to be a key this week, is to make sure we are sound in our open field tackling. So I think those are kind of the areas that we need to hit this week in practice, and make sure that we tighten those up and just come ready to go with the same energy. You know, it's a real game next week instead of a scrimmage, so everything's going to be ratcheted up a little bit. But I thought our energy last night was great. The guys were really excited. And so just to keep building on that, just got to be a slow build till next Friday night.
Well, gosh, we're looking forward to it, Coach. We're going to have that game right here on the radio and on a video stream as well. We're excited for what the future has for your Galen Catholic football team, and we can't wait to watch you guys this year. We appreciate your time, and we'll be chatting this week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Absolutely. Jeremy Schindler joining us on the KLEM Coach's Corner. We're back to wrap it up after this here on KLEM.